the crisis. Let me say in anger that since the day we were married, we have never had a towel where anyone could find it. The fact, notwithstanding that I am not simple to live with, not my own judgment, but no matter, there are other things. To kiss you is not to love you, or not so simply. Laughter releases rancor. The quality of mercy is not strain. Now, let me make this a little simpler for you. Let me simply begin at the beginning of these poems that are on this sheet. I don't honestly think that, say, someone, at least as myself writing, is always precisely, or even in any actual sense, conscious of what he is going to say. For me, the writing of a poem is very much involved with that kind of discovery of what I am going to say. I remember Duncan's qualification of the sense of it as saying it's akin to feeling that you want to take a walk, or you feel like taking a walk, or you feel something imminent, and you feel in that way like writing a poem. You don't know where the poem's going to take you. You don't know that you're even going to be successfully involved with trying to write it. But you do feel this kind of, as he would put it, readiness for the writing. Now, in this first poem, The Immoral Proposition, the actual content of the poem was obviously not actually conceived of prior to the writing. In other words, as I wrote, I began to realize that what I was saying was open, as each statement occurs, was open to obvious qualifications. And so as I was writing, I tried to get these qualifications into the actual statement. And I end with what is, after all, a kind of ironic resolution of the whole problem.